Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
The Lord allowed her to give us a private tour. So she opens the door and we go in. And we're just amazed, right? And she goes, I go, do you know? And she goes, yeah, we know exactly where they sat. And she started to begin to say everything that is that you see is it was here during that time. And so we're in there, and we're setting where George sat exactly, and in the spot, and General Lee. And you can think of the pressures that he was going through during the Civil War and all of his life and the things that... And I think about both men and in their lives how many times they had to get up. A lot of people don't realize about George Washington how many failures before he became who he became. I mean, there was a lot of failures. And so we're sitting there, and Candy and I began to pray. And as we prayed, I just felt led to look up. And I looked up, and I saw a sign. And the sign said, Talitha Kumi. And then it said underneath it, it said, get up. And so I said to the lady, I said, would that sign have been here when they were here? And she said, yeah, for sure. And she goes, but it's also actually over here, and it's here, and it's here, and it's here. And it was all over that church. Now, we understand by the studying from Hebrew, arise, right? But it all, and get yourself to a higher level, but it also means to get up. And so I'm sitting in there praying in the exact spot. And God reminded me of different things. And then I saw the David and Goliath and you know, was reminded that I preached there and some were here. She, you know, Nikki filmed it and she showed it to me. And as a matter of fact, we have a video of that. Can I play that for you? So the Lord said, I had you there, and I had you there, and I had you here. And I started thinking about all the places. I was where Christopher Columbus prayed in Ireland at a church. It's the world's oldest church. Sat where they believe he sat and prayed to God before he went to America. Exact spots of getting up. I stood where Paul told King Agrippa, I consider myself happy. And they're about to execute him. I mean, and I stood where George Whitefield on the same balcony where he preached to Americans the Great Awakening, all of these different places. And I was thinking about what would George have prayed? What would he have seen? And all of a sudden, as I looked up, I could just see that he may have seen. Did God show him that? Did his eyes land on that? Is that what God told him to get up? I don't know. But I know many times, including David, that he had to get up. Don't you remember Ziklag? And if he doesn't get up, he dies, right? So let's watch this. I haven't seen it. I don't think I've seen it but since.
I'm here.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sling Man. Sling Man. Guess what? We are where Sling Man happened. We are in the Valley of Elah. This is the valley here. If you can just point out there. So from that side, the Philistines were, and Goliath would come out in this valley, in this field. Over here is where the Israelites were, up on this hill. And down here is the creek where, or the river where they believed he picked up the stones, the five stones. Sling Man right here happened. And he said, the whole earth shall know that there is a God in Israel. Not that there is a David in Israel, but there is a God in Israel. Because David was a man after God's heart. And he wanted everybody to know about God, not David. And therefore, because he had a heart that way, God blessed him. So, Sling Man.
And man, I'm telling you. And I think about all through the Bible, Jesus to the girl who was dead, Talitha Kumi, which, get up. He tells that girl to get up. I think of the paralyzed man. He tells him to get up and take your mat. But the paralyzed man had to get up. Something may have knocked you down. Are y'all with me? Something may be knocking you down, but you have to get up. You get to get up. Amen? Jesus to the disciples before he said, follow me. Get up. Come on and follow me. And you got to think about what they had to do that, what they had to give up to get up. And so God said it to Jeremiah, to Jacob, to Elijah, to Gideon. I mean, it's all through the Bible. And they all got up. You got to get up. You're going to die down there. You're an open door, an open target for the enemy. You got to get up. And when you get up, it's that faith. There's something about taking a step of faith, getting up and coming to the altar, but getting up and overcoming whatever voices and whatever chatter and whatever you're hearing. And you think about David, and we all love David. And remember what when I said in that little video, I said, and he said, and they got this right. They said it in the video right before he started running. And the whole earth shall know that there's a God in Israel. Do you realize because he put those words out and he prophesied? I said, come on, somebody. I said, he prophesied. In other words, he said in 2025, there's going to be kids in little children's church and even summer vacation Bible school. Goliath's going, Bible school. That are going to color pictures and cut them out and put them on their refrigerator. Whoa! Now here's my version. Refrigerator. Okay. Do you? Somebody asked me this week. Oh, they asked the right person. Why would they do one about David? The whole world knows about David. Now, I understand the church does, but the whole world knows about David. You can't find anybody that doesn't know or have heard about the David and Goliath. And the reason why is because he prophesied. He prophesied. This is going to happen. He did get up. Whether it wasn't like they said it, but he got up to the occasion. He was able to get up. All the brothers didn't get up. All of Israel didn't get up, but he got up. And then he prophesied the word of God. Amen. And I mean, so, and you think about David. The heroics, the man after God's own heart, all of these things. Yeah, there was these other little mess ups. Well, who hasn't? Who has? He kept getting up. And so what has knocked you down? Now, I think about one of the biggest knockdowns was Ziklag on David. Now, a bunch of y'all have heard me on this, but when you study it out, man, it gets real. If you want to think that you're in a place where David's never been, listen, the Amalekites, right? The Amalekites were known, right? They had a reputation for going in to villages and attacking when they were at war. So they're vulnerable. So they would attack when only the women and children and just a few guards. That's when they would spy out to attack. They always did that. And when they did it, they would rape the women and they would kill the women and the children and then they would burn it down. And so if you saw your village burning back in those days, you knew that you got attacked by the Amalekites. Okay? Amalekites, Amalekites, however you say it. But that's the reputation. So David's coming home from battle. He's coming home, right? And he looks over the hill and there is fire in his town, his village. So what's he thinking? Come on. Now, this is not written down in the Bible, he was thinking. But what was he thinking? And not only his wives, and not only but his men, who some had died for him and their children. And he drops down. He drops to his knees. He gets knocked down. And it says he cries until he has no more tears to weep. And why? Because what's his thinking? It's over. How could it get any better? So you may be saying right now, something's happened to you. And it can't get, it's too late. You don't understand. She's gone. He's gone. You don't understand. This happened. My job, you don't understand. I got news for you. You don't understand. There was a moment that he said in here where he said, it's not about, somebody give me that line. It's not about the greatness of beating Goliath. It's the greatness of God that people need to see. It's not about how great Goliath is. It's about how great God is. I'll fight him. That's what he said to Saul. I'll fight him. Saul said, with that same spirit, go out and fight him. And they thought he was crazy. So David, that guy who faced a lion and a bear and a giant, that guy, that champion, that guy who was heroic, and everybody in every tent and every village talked about how champion and strong and mighty and heroic David, drops to his knees and he cries, even him, till he has no more tears to weep. That's a lot of crying. And if you study that crying out, it's not just tears of boo-hoo. It's blaming. It's questioning God. Where are you? I mean, it's all of that. Why is this happening to me? That's what it means, crying out like that. Why were you not here? Why did you let my wife die? Why did you let that happen? And so, guess what? Answers come. Just the crickets. And guess what? As you're laying down, as you're crying and questioning and wondering and doubting, you're only going to hear crickets. Because there's no faith involved. And without faith, it is impossible. Not difficult, impossible to please God. He just needs you to get up. Because that right there is an act of faith. Without even a word, you've got heaven's attention. No more flopping. I'm telling you, that's what it's considered, I believe, in heaven when we lay down and cry and worry. It's flopping. Don't be a flopper. I'm so glad my mama didn't become a flopper, because I was running away from the Lord.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.